Welcome to Ebonics Podcast. I'm here with four eligible bachelors living in Atlanta, dealing with these women who it's almost like fishing with dynamite because it's so easy. The ratio is so crazy. I mean, you kill your producer.
Did you just say fishing with dynamite?
It is. It's so easy. It's so easy. They literally coming at you. But what I want to say, what I first want to ask is, I want to just kind of just go around the room. If y'all want to introduce yourself before you talk, you know, to give the listeners some type of means as to who you are. I want y'all to go ahead and just like kind of like give your ideal and your perspective on what's it like dating from Atlanta women. So who want to start it off?
Light skins go first. What?
All I got is light skins.
So he said, what's
my deal
with Atlanta women?
Yeah, man.
You know what? I don't date any, but if I did...
This guy.
No.
What you mean you don't date Atlanta women?
I haven't dated Atlanta women right now. I am not on the dating scene.
First of all, there's a difference between...
Thank you.
I just want to say, let's get Atlanta women straightened out first.
Okay.
Because
exactly.
All these Atlanta women really ain't from Atlanta.
True.
Okay.
Anytime you ask them, they'll be like, oh, you know, I'm from Texas. I'm from California. I'm from New York. How the hell you get all the way down here to Atlanta?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let's clarify that first of all. But you know.
True.
Hey, but sometimes it's good though to get you a good Georgia peach though, a good Atlanta peach. You feel me? Straight from Atlanta. Hey.
I mean, you know, dating in Atlanta, man. I don't know. Transitioned from the Navy. Oh, well, I'm Sean. Anyways, I'm like, what? It's I speak on it. What? What's so funny? Anyways, my name is Sean. You know, it's me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like I said, transition from the Navy, man, moving to Atlanta. It was a different kind of atmosphere, and so you hear a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, Atlanta, they got all the women, all the peaches and stick. Drake sings about it, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you come here, you expect one thing, and then, like, it's not really what you think it is, you know what I'm saying?
But they got some bad,
don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. They got some good things out here, good selections, but there's also a lot of women out here who are just kind of...
Thirsty as fuck.
Bruh.
And yeah. Gold diggers.
But yeah, they just want to see what they can get from you. And if you can't,
so it's more so opportunity.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Okay. Most definitely. Okay. Now, okay. I'm not saying I miss some, like, you know what I'm saying, good Atlanta women, you know, women that live in Atlanta that, you know, have they stuff together, you know what I'm saying? They going to school or they got their job, their career, they looking to better themselves. But you got those other ones who's living off of other people, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a come up, hit a lick.
I got a real question for y'all though. Even though a lot of, well, what women have told me is that the women who are pursuing and getting themselves together and progressing, they say that a lot of men out here are intimidated by them. Would you say that they're the prize, or do you feel as though it's easy for you because this girl ain't got this much going on, so it's easy to lay with her for the temporary being?
No, I mean, I feel like they are the prize, but I feel like sometimes they be a little too aggressive, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
No, wait. Too aggressive? How?
No, like I'm saying, when he's saying like women that be like on their shit and like, you know, got degrees and shit like that, sometimes, you know what I mean, they be a little too aggressive, like when they trying to date you, they want you to, I mean, they, I don't, to be honest, you know what I mean, I can't really explain.
How is that a bad thing? Just put that
not in aggressive, you feel me? Not aggressive in a sense. What I'm saying is, like, back to what he just said. Women say that when that they feel like men in Atlanta feel like they are intimidated by women who are on their shit and doing their shit, and that's not really the case. It's just that that's what they feel in their head because they feel like they're more powerful than men in a sense. Some of them, so they act. You know what I mean? They act that way. You feel me? Yeah.
All right.
Just let them know I'm ready.
This guy comes in here. We all serious and stuff.
I'm ready. I'm ready, guys.
That's all I have to say.
I'm done, guys.
I'm ready.
Nah, but I mean, I get what you're saying, but I mean, I was talking to someone else about this today. The other day, I was like, your persona and the way that you present yourself, man, it could be really intimidating for someone who's, you know, saying, not on the same level as you are. So,
are you talking about Shorty the nurse?
Wait, who?
Oh, we calling out. We calling out personal shit. We
really though.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Said the nurse.
When they get to a certain status,
Yeah.
Or they make a certain pay grade, pay level. Yeah. They feel like at that point they are the man in the relationship.
Exactly.
That can't be the case.
So you say aggressive and like, you know, coming on too strong, basically they're taking the control exactly. or the masculinity from you.
Ain't nobody taking no masculinity from me.
Hey, but when they get fucked, they want to get fucked by a man.
So they're taking your masculinity.
So vulgar. Oh my gosh.
And they're trying to be the same person. It doesn't work.
Okay? Right, exactly.
Like, how you going to say, you know, you should be more romantic. You know, I want you to take me out sometime. Woo, woo, woo. And then, you know, we get a moment, and then all of a sudden you come out of nowhere. Well, you know, we ain't doing that. We'll never do that on Tuesday night. You know, won't you be romantic and take me out? How you know
I have time?
How you know how to make reservations?
Exactly.
How you know I wasn't about to say, hey, babe, can you get ready real quick? Because I'm about to get ready so we can go out and go eat.
Exactly.
You know, you don't grab a bite to eat. Exactly. How do you know I don't have this already in my mind?
Exactly.
Just because I'm not on your time.
But I will say this.
Don't mean I'm not going to do it.
I will say this. You attract what you give off. That's all right. So it's about vibes. Like, yeah. So I don't really attract, like, I mean, women are attracted to me, you know what I'm saying? So when I... It's me! But you know what I'm saying? Like, you attract what you give off, you know what I'm saying? So the type of vibe that I give off, the type of energy I give off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The type of women that respond to that, they have something going on for themselves. It just works out to be that way. And you got to take it into yourself to, like, really think about it. Like, are you willing to entertain something that possibly is not gonna go anywhere? That's, you know what I'm saying, wasting your time. And we like real talk, we older men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're in our late
20s.
Yeah. Right. Ain't got time to be playing games.
Exactly.
There, you know what I'm saying? So,
me.
So at the end of the day, like I said, it's
but you know what? Yeah. To cut through all of that, I want to ask y'all a real last question.
Yeah.
A real last question that's gonna make some of y'all uncomfortable.
Do
you feel as though at your point in life, do you feel as though that you are looking for that ideal one that you're looking to spend your life with? Or are you just out here playing?
I still feel like I'm looking for the ideal one. Yeah, I feel like I'm looking for that ideal one. I feel like it's time, you know what I mean? I'm almost in my 30s, you feel me? 27.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I feel like that's what I'm doing. I want, you know, family kids, so yeah.
Right. It's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? About to be.
I don't want to be no old dad, you know what I mean? I want to still have energy, be out there playing with my son and shit in the yard, you feel me?
Yeah.
Running, you know what I mean? Teaching his mother how to run track and all that shit, you feel me?
I agree.
Yeah.
Right.
But what is it that causes y'all, when you meet these various women, to make y'all question whether they're worthy of that title and that energy and that time? That's the question.
Oh. Hmm. What makes you question? You gotta observe.
The question that I had was, what makes you all understand that this woman, what kind of like brings it to your attention that this woman is worthy of your time, effort? And along that,
people just say they know that.
You know when you see it. You know when it's there. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be staring you in your face, like, damn, this is what
observe.
It is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you can't be quick to make, you know, certain moves. You just gotta be. I'm the type of person. I sit back and I observe. What?
Yeah.
What?
You be nervous?
Oh, butterfly. Oh, butterfly. I'll get you. Butterflies in your stomach.
What I'm saying.
I mean, it might. Be.
When I saw the this guy.
All I'm
saying is, look. When I saw the one, when I knew she was the one. Okay. Trying to tell you.
Yeah,
like,
butterflies.
Listen, any of the girl I go talk to, I'm not nervous.
You never talk to.
Hold on.
You never approach.
Now I
see. You are. Okay.
She has no game. No game. Zero. All right, the topic. She has no game. I just rarely shoot.
Yeah.
I'm like an injection.
I'm out here like Ray Allen. Ray Allen in the playoffs, baby. You know what I'm saying?
When I do shoot.
Oh, my hair like Harden, just shooting. Nah,
air ball.
I'm joking.
Y'all don't mind that, but I'm more like timid. Like, I'm not. I don't know. Like, it's a reaction. It's a rush. Right? He said that, right? But guess what? I still pull multiple. You know,
all right.
Whether it be from social media or like a friend that we know,
says the guy who doesn't date. All
right. You know what? Actually, right now, I'm taking it easy, hanging out.
I'm hanging out.
but
honestly, though, it goes back to, I want to go back to the thing that you said earlier about being intimidated by a woman. Also, the dude has to come and he has to have his thing correct, because a lot of dudes here, they really don't got their stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Not to down talk on certain things that people are doing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it break away for themselves. But at the end of the day, a woman doesn't want to have a man who's trying to be a 30-year-old, 40-year-old rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman's looking for security. A woman's looking for that stability in her life. So at the end of the day, if you coming at her and you ain't bringing anything to the table, like, you,
look at 2 Chainz though.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to talk down because it can happen. You know what I'm saying? I used to rap back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So I know how it feels. But like I'm saying, when you come to a woman, you got to come with your thing together. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, how you gonna expect her to take you serious?
Yeah,
so, that's true. But
so
I'm with you on that.
And then she gonna play you. And then that's where they play you. Like, oh, I'm just gonna use him for what I can get from him.
Yeah,
because he ain't got nothing to get us. So yeah.
If my stuff ain't together, I'm not even gonna approach. Being real.
Exactly. I know I got my stuff there. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's a good thing, because what I've noticed is that from what I hear from women is that a lot of dudes are looking for a woman to save them. They go out to their job and they chill at the house and they do their own thing because they got a place over their head. They don't have that drive to provide for their own. But the question that I have for you all is, what is it about a woman that lets you all know that they are the one that they handle their shit? Like, what separates them from the pack?
I think it just varies. It varies on the type of guy, you know what I'm saying? Because you just got that thing. Like, say a guy like, oh, I have to have a woman who has to have goals. That's one guy. So if he meets a girl and she's all about these goals, she's all about, you know what I'm saying, building her career, that's something that might stand out to him. Like, dang, that's the one. For somebody else, it might be, oh, she can cook. You know what I'm saying? Like, different. I'm not saying that that's just an example, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like everyone's different. You just kind of like, no, you get that vibe. You get that. You know what I'm saying? On the first day, you was like, all right. On the second day, you was like, all right, this girl right here is cool as hell. God damn. You know what I'm saying? Now you kicking it with her every other day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all vibing with each other. Y'all having conversations. Y'all talking on the phone all night. And then next thing you know, it's a month, 2 months into, you know what I'm saying, y'all talking. And you like, dang, this girl right here is fire. So it's all just depends on the person, man. Because
is it because she doesn't interfere with what you have going on, or she has her own situation going on?
I feel like it's all about the vibe, you know what I mean? And, you know, yeah, what I'm saying, that's what I was going to say. You need a woman that can help you, you feel me? That's like, when I'm looking for a woman, my wife, she got to be able to, you know, bring something to the table. Not saying she got to be there, you know, financially or nothing like that, but she got to be able to, you know, support me in what I'm doing.
Right, right.
Be able to help me, be able to have knowledge of what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Be able to, you know, sit down and listen to me when I talk and understand what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And understand my purpose, you know what I mean? We should be able to help each other. It should be mutual, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
It should be building together.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Teamwork make the dream work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be no selfish. It shouldn't be one-ended.
Okay.
That's real shit.
Definitely agree.
Real shit. So,
bring
the next
to
question
the
that I have is that women tell me that it's hard for them to find the right guy because of the whole phase where it's so easy for a man to get laid out here. It's hard to decide
the whole phase.
What it is shit. That
does it go away?
I guess their thing is, how can you tell what it is that separates a hoe from a woman, because they feel slighted because it's so easy for a man to get laid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what separates a hoe? Oh, you saying what's the separation?
Yeah, because they feel like
that's subjective.
Women say that they lose and they doing their thing and they get intimidated. Well, they intimidate guys because they got their shit going on.
Right.
And it's so easy for Keisha, and I'm only Keisha because I love Keisha, but they make it so easy for them to steal that man's attention.
Okay.
That it takes away from them when they really doing the right thing.
Right. Oh, okay. So you're saying,
hey,
like,
it's all about them having their keeping their shit together.
Because in today's world, like, women out here handling their shit.
Right, that's true.
And dudes, you know, it's only shit like you who really run their shit. But what separates that woman who's out there handling her grind versus the Keisha who is up
the Keisha? Why she gotta be Keisha?
That's what separates
them. I guess it varies, because, you know, with different dudes, they're gonna have a different criteria.
Right.
But just speaking for myself, like, what would separate a hoe from, like, Keisha would be, like, a woman with substance. You know what I'm saying?
Let's not call her Keisha.
you know, we can have
there might be a Keisha out there in the world that's like,
I mean, it's no
really.
She has some kind of intelligence, some kind of smartness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, definitely just a down-to-earth, you know, like, personality, like, all about her goals, you know what I'm saying? God-fearing, I feel like I can trust her. She just got, like, positive vibes.
But if Keisha hits you at 2 a.m. in the morning,
Keisha getting mad.
Is she ready? She ready. She ready to come over. She know your past.
What the fuck you mean? She coming over. Hey.
Okay. Okay. Hey. Okay. True. Right. True. Right. But you got you a situation. I'm like, damn, I'm chilling with this girl.
But are you saying with wifey though? If you're like being with wifey and then having Keisha on the side?
I say it like this. Okay. You meet this girl who, you know, she cool. Y'all went out on a date or whatever.
Okay. I got
and
you.
Everything's cool. I'm like, damn, she could really be like, she really on her shit.
Yeah.
But then again, you get home. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd say 2 weeks from now, okay. Keisha put, I mean, not Keisha, Darlene.
Okay. Dude, she old as hell. All
right. Marianne.
Darlene putting you through the ring because she's betting you. Like, she really, like, really getting to know you. Okay. Keisha hitting you like, okay, well, I don't give a fuck about what you got going on. I'm trying to come through and do my thing and not ask anything of you. So, that's where it comes to the play where do you continue to mess with Keisha or do you invest your time in Darlene?
If it's real and I feel like Darlene, you know what I mean, wifey, I feel like I'll invest that time, you know what I mean? I feel like it's worth investing the time, but I'm not going to say, to be honest though, that whole wait until you get married thing, you know what I mean? I grew up in church.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in church. I believe in all of that. I mean, I believe in God and all that, but I don't know about waiting till I get married, you know what I mean? Because,
yep.
A man got needs, you feel me?
You
got to
test the car before you take it off the line.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be spending all this time. You done spent a whole 2 years. Now, y'all waited 2 years to get married, been dating for 2 years, and you done dedicated 2 years of not having sex with nobody else to this woman.
Find out it's true.
I mean, but
it don't even get wet, bro.
But wait. So are you telling me just because? So because
Keisha shit been raining ever since you met her.
Here's the question. Hold on.
It's raining through her pants. Hold up.
All right. So you're saying if you with this girl, you know what I'm saying, y'all been vibing, y'all been talking. She's like, dang, this girl got everything going on.
3 weeks.
Wait, well, if it's 3 weeks or not, get out of here. Listen. If it's been a year and a half, and you're talking to this girl, and you guys haven't had sex, you know what I'm saying, you really feeling her though, her personality, her vibe is amazing. Everything. You have sex, and the sex is subpar, it's trash.
Right.
That's something you can work with. So are you going to like kick her to the curb because that sex is bad? Or are you going to work?
So you're going to go 80 away?
And I'm asking you, yeah.
20?
I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
so I'm asking you. Are you going to throw that, kick that out of way? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not all about.
If you would have asked me that 5 years ago.
It's not all about sex, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of a good thing to be able to vibe with a woman, to be able to have that connection with a woman and not have sex. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And sex is not a part of it.
Right.
I mean sex adds to it. Sex is a.
Yeah.
So hey though, but this is a big issue though. What if she can't have kids?
But it can't rule.
Wait, what if what?
What if she can't have kids? That's you don't wait all this time and then y'all have sex and you found out she can't have kids.
I mean, this way's around
it. Because I want like 10 kids.
10? God, I'm trying to make a team. But got a team and a backup.
Yeah.
Left football team. You ain't even start yet. You got to start now.
I'm
going to
start. I'm going to start 30.
Wait, oh my gosh, you want
it's the strongest.
You gotta start now, man. You behind the curve, man.
I know.
You gonna pop him out every year? That's the only way.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a Noah's Ark.
You gotta have one every year. You want to get that 10.
Jackson motherfucking 5, bro. Change
the diapers.
Boy, you gonna
learn all the Disney movies.
Hey, what's so crazy is though, hey.
You gonna be like,
I already know all them shits. I grew up on that shit.
sidebar. Since I'm being a father is an amazing thing.
Yes, it is.
I've never felt more motivated. You know, when times I want to quit, you know, when I want to give up and just be a bum or, you know, not go to school,
I mean, the first couple months you was here.
See, but actually.
Bumming it up.
Time out.
Bummy.
I was comfortable.
Bummy.
I was comfortable, okay? You know what I'm saying? I was still working out. I did a little bit of art. You know, I travel a little bit. Like,
I was chilling.
Man, whatever. Because by this time, man, you should already have DJ equipment in this house, man. Look, you know what I'm saying?
Podcast.
Okay. Right. So let's go back to let's just talk about these women. Stop hating, man. Light skin. Anyways.
We're talking about
the
light skin problem.
But we're fresh today,
boy. But yeah, man. But just going back to talking about dating, I guess, or women in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, the ratio is so drastic. Like, I haven't been to a place where the ratio is like this. You know what I'm saying? Where you go in and you see like 4, 5, 6 groups of women.
Maybe ready too.
Attractive women. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Ready.
Like, yes. You know, you get some groups where it's like 3 women and then like 2 of them be good and then maybe 1. Yeah. but like now you got like
a group of 6 and
you just like, wow.
And then it's like, damn, you don't know which one to talk to. That's crazy. That's the worst fucking feeling. It's the worst situation.
And you don't want to make the wrong pick.
Exactly.
You know the out.
Yes. That's the worst fucking situation.
Because how you go come over there after you don't try to holler at the friend and they know you try to holler at the friend.
Yes.
You holler at the one with the nigga. The one that's madly in love with her nigga. You got 5 of them. Only one of them got a nigga.
Boy, you sound so upset about that. It sounds like that's happened to you recently. No, boys.
Don't work like that,
bro. But yeah. So I can see, I can see why some men can be intimidated by that. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a group of women. You know what I'm saying? And women, they look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? So I done seen some women better than the Kembe Mutombo out here just bopping everything like out of here. You know what I'm saying?
I done seen niggas come home and women be in their house waiting on them when they got here. Standing in their bed and shit.
So, I mean,
choking them out and shit.
Wait, what?
I don't know what he's talking
what
about.
What happened?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Man, look. Gators.
Hey, they do some shit.
I don't know what he's talking about. Look.
It's me.
But yeah.
I'm not supporting domestic violence. No. I'm just saying, you know, that was a part of my reenactment. Whatever. Don't judge me.
No, but
I mean, real talk though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can be intimidating, but you attract energy that you give out, like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the women or the type of woman that you want, that you're looking for, 9 times out of 10, she's looking for you too.
True.
You just gotta, like, you know what I'm saying, approach.
Pick them vibes.
And then also,
the
vibes.
Check out the vibes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can sense a vibe that, like, she probably got a man.
Yeah.
So just fall back, observe from afar, and let her keep going. Don't, you know, waste her time. You know she gotta do.
So
like,
here's a question.
She's probably looking at you.
So
she's,
I got
probably looking at you, and because you ain't got the VIP section in the club, she like,
So yeah, here's a question.
Don't even speak, ladies. Keep it moving.
I got a couple questions for you guys. All right. So one, what is the one thing that, like, the top thing that you look for in a woman that, when, you know what I'm saying?
Good question.
A woman. What's the top thing I look for? Like, the top number one. Like, it has to be priority. You know what I'm saying? Like she can't. If she don't have this, like, it's not an option.
She gotta have ambition.
I was gonna say ambition.
She gotta have ambition.
Or a great personality.
Okay.
She gotta have ambition.
So what if she can't cook?
Everything,
what if she can't cook?
About working out, that's, about what she's doing.
If she can book some fine reservations, we gonna be good.
So you gonna be eating out every day.
And we got pictures.
Nah, she gotta know how to cook, though.
Recipes, okay?
We got a lot of kids.
You feel me? Because I can't cook either, so get what?
Build a
wife.
We're gonna have a lot of kids. She gotta know how to cook. She gotta know how to cook like my grandma. Okay.
So
big pot.
So you
say for the family.
You say ambition, personality.
Yeah, ambition, personality. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Because, like, I don't care how bad a woman is, how pretty a woman is. If her personality is trash, in my mind, she's trash.
Okay.
Straight up.
Hey, you gotta live with that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna be putting up with no stank ass horrible attitude or personality just because you're back.
She ain't gonna have no stank ass attitude
like,
with me anyway.
Right, you feel me? I'm good.
Like, she gonna be calling my ass. I ain't gonna be answering the phone. She gonna be real mad.
But I'm not dealing with it. You can keep pushing. All right,
okay.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, one man's stress is another one man's treasure. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You know,
all of our
headaches, all of the females that did us wrong, did really evil things to us, another man right now is cherishing her.
Crazy, right?
That's deep, right?
Crazy how that works.
think about that real hard. Yeah. Some girl that did us wrong, we did them wrong, they did harm to us or harm to our our equipment, whatever.
Equipment.
Well, now she's out there.
Nah, but you never know though. Somebody probably fucking over her.
There's a nigga right now, or a man right now, who is making love to her, or he's trying to
Fucking the hell out of her and then going on about his business.
No. He's trying to get the rebound for that the nightmare we endured. Yeah. What he doesn't know is that he may endure the same nightmare. Yeah. But right now, he's focused on the business we were.
Yeah, he doesn't
know. So it's an evolving cycle of negativity.
They're always going to tell their side of it. So of course you're going to look like the bad guy. So now he's like, oh, okay, well, let me be Superman. Let me be Cap. Let me throw my cape on real quick.
Yeah.
And then he's evil,
right, and then he swoop in and he like, oh my God, I can't believe the dude did her so wrong. She's beautiful. She's a new man princess, which all black women are. But some of y'all be on that bullshit.
That bothered me. I brought it up.
So then you know, he's thinking he really got a prize. He thinking he really got treasure until,
in 2 weeks,
yeah, which is a typical timetable, or 2 months, whenever the crazy pops up. Now he got full on crazy, he ain't even know it. And now he's stuck.
We can't warn him because
he was like, I love her now, so he's like, damn, yeah, I love her though. Can't like, she crazy as fuck, but I love her. Man. Yeah. So, what you gonna do now? What you gonna do then?
So I digress, but
that's a lot,
yeah, but so I think also dating or dating anywhere, but specifically in Atlanta, you should be focused on yourself first. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the women will come. You know, 50 said it. You know, I can't remember the exact quote, but basically, you know what I'm saying? You chasing women. Chase the money. Women come with it. You know what I'm saying? So get yourself right first. The women gonna be there. They gonna be there, especially if you in Atlanta. It's like relationships like 8-1. You know what I'm saying?
Lane is still pulling.
So I'm saying, like, get yourself right.
Somebody for everybody, real talk.
Get yourself right first, and that's kind of like me as my me for myself. Like, I'm trying to get myself right first before I even really try to. I mean, pursue them and yeah, because then it goes back to just bringing something to the table. You know what I'm saying? Have myself together, and by me pursuing my own self and me pushing myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be feeling intimidated by a woman who has her corporate business. Her, you know what I'm saying? She got her thing going on. You know what I'm saying? We can vibe together. We on the same level. You know what I'm saying? If not, you know what I'm saying? We get there together. But
But Sean, what is the number one thing that you look for?
Man, I would say just personality. Is a big thing. I mean, that's a really, really generic, I guess, response, but it's true. Like, I done missing women who have some, like, horrible personalities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is a horrible attitude.
Man.
Attitude.
And personalities all...
Everything, you know what I'm saying?
Also, and I think personality and ambition kind of, like, are one and the same for me, you know what I'm saying? Because there's no way I'm going to be entertaining a woman who has no dreams, no goals for herself, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I know what I want for myself, so I want my partner to want something else for herself as well. You know, want something better. Don't be content in your current situation. And you kind of run into that a lot too. Women who are content in a situation, it's just like, you can do better. Why are you over here? You know what I'm saying? Just happy going to 9-to-5. Not saying there's anything wong with a 9-to-5, but
dream.
Yeah. Most definitely. Those are like one of the two things: personality and ambition, having goals.
That was good. That was good.
Go ahead.
You know, I was just want to say, can I drop some knowledge on the lady real quick?
Really? All right,
let me go ahead and let y'all in on a little secret. Push on a little bit of game.
Okay.
Just in case y'all didn't know. I mean, some of y'all, you know, because women know it alls anyway. For the women who are not know it alls, let me put you in on a little.
Since you know everything.
If you really want to find a quality man, or the one, or whatever y'all want to call him.
Go to Wet Willie's.
Be his friend first. be his friend first. Okay? Like, just vibe. Like, don't come in like, you know, all extra aggressive. Like, you know, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. Like,
and don't
just
be bringing that.
Come in on some cool stuff. Yeah. Like, really date. Like, really get to know that person. Like, really get to know what makes them tick. Because if y'all ain't got no foundation, your house is going to crumble anyway.
That's real.
So why you rushing? into a relationship where you just rushing into something just to, you know, tell your homegirls or your co-workers, your family, you know, I got a man now and all that, like, that defines you as a woman. It doesn't. You don't need a man. Man's supposed to be a blessing, not a burden. You feel me? So just to pick up or just have a man, just to say you got a man, and he ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
He's just at the house, like, run up your light bill, run up your water bill,
smoking up all your weed,
paying all the bills. Like, what are you doing? Kick that nigga to the curb.
And I seen,
bringing out all that old ass baggage from your last relationship and shit.
You just need to get on your grind and get it. Like, if your woman got it, if that ain't motivation to go get it, if you ain't got it yet, or you on the way up to go get it, then I don't know what the fuck is. Seriously. It's 2017, guys. We gotta step this shit up, man. Like, real shit. I'm tired of seeing the ones that are lacking making me look bad. And when I, you know,
so making me look bad, shoot.
She thinking I'm in the same boat. Is this
yeah.
Bob? Yeah, Bob. Sick of the shit.
Fine, yeah. Just.
Hey, you like, you're a bum. I told you that. Hey, that. Girls hate that.
What?
Girls be like, I'm like, you're a bum. It's like,
excuse me? Really? Wow.
I spit something and I was like, you're a bum. You feel me? I'm like, oh shit.
You got ratchet.
You're a bum. Man.
That was real deep, man. That was real deep, Mike.
Yeah, bro, like, real talk. Like, be, you know, just date. Like, get to know each other. Like, communicate. Like, real talk, that's the number one key, too. Like, you gotta be able to communicate. Like, if y'all can't talk outside of, you know, what we gonna eat and
wanna go?
Like, if that's all y'all got going, y'all not gonna last.
Well, she came at you as a homegirl.
Just come in, relax, you know, take it slow. Let's really get to know each other to determine if we even wanna date.
Because again,
like, that way I'm not wasting your time, you're not wasting my time.
Yeah.
Because if we really, you know, start vibing the week and we date or we trying to get to the point where we are about to date, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out we want to be in a relationship. And, like, if you're really doing it how you're supposed to be doing it, like, if y'all don't date, there was a reason why. It's probably because y'all had nothing in common. It's probably because, you know, y'all on two different wavelengths or two different points in life, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, anything, like, whatever, like, something really important, you know, on your criteria or her criteria, and y'all don't agree, and there was no compromise on it, it's probably not gonna work. So y'all probably didn't work because of that. But, yeah, I mean, definitely, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing it the right way, you ain't even gotta get to that point and then be hurt and, you know, fuck these niggas ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Or fuck these hoes ain't shit, or these women, whatever. But
I got a real last question for the three of y'all.
Alright,
the question that I have is, are y'all done with hoes?
I'll go first. I'm done with hoeing, but make no mistake, and all ladies know this anyway, a man gonna be a man.
Yeah, okay? It's more than
man, a man gonna be a man. We are visual, okay? Yeah, it's nothing against you. Mm-hmm. It's nothing against you. It might have something she had going on that night or that day or wherever I met her. It might have just caught my eye. I don't know.
You know what? Hold on, Mike. We're not all thoughts.
Shit. We're not.
We're not all thoughs.
We're not. But we are
majority, but we're not.
Okay? Said majority.
We're visionaries.
Oh, shit.
You know, you can have, you know, your wifey and be like, you know, she's the one. I love her. You know what I'm saying? But come on now. Let's be real.
No words, man.
If you see a Nicki type chick, a Rihanna type chick walking down the street, you feel me? Okay. You damn sure gonna look, and you might just try to. Hey, you know what? Let me just see what happens. Maybe you just
shoot your shot.
Let me see if I still got it. Let me see if my swag's good.
Mm. So you done with the whole phase?
I'm done with the whole phase. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Too.
Yeah, trying to find a wifey.
Yeah,
cause
you know,
y'all really done.
I'm done.
Y'all find that one, y'all good.
Yes, my jersey will be.
But it's all about finding that one though, cause I mean, we can definitely be a hoe for another 2 years until we find that one. You feel me?
Wait. He said be a hoe for another 2 years.
Now, hoe equals dating, ladies, yeah. Just so y'all know.
Yeah, that's exactly. That exactly.
You know, hey, first shit got.
But 9 times out of 10, if you date, if you dating her, you smashing her, right?
Okay. Huh?
But 9 times out of 10, if you dating her, you smashing her, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So if you dating 5 women in the past 2 months, when.
Okay, so, we're all adults here, all right? Okay. We're not trying to, you know, judge nobody or, you know, keep tabs on body counts. All I'm saying is, damn it, shit. Hell, they like sex like we like sex. So let's be 21 about the situation. Like, yes, if I said I'm dating or I dated 5 women in the last 2 months, she should already be able to do the math. Okay, let's take this fuck about shit. Okay. And if you cool with that, or you could live with that, then keep it, you know what I'm saying? Now, if that's a problem for you, then just step away from the situation. Like, you don't have to deal with him. Like, you know what I mean? And that goes for us. Like, if we feel like it's too much, we're not going to deal with it.
Yeah.
If we feel like we can bear it, we're going to work with it.
No, I'm
right,
not.
Right.
It was a little
sad. But yeah. So I think it also comes with maturity, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So like I said, we're older, we're in our late 20s, you know what I'm saying? So going through experiences and just kind of being tired of the BS. And at the end of the day, you know, some people have maturity. I mean, but that not to say that there's not guys out here in our age that's not hoeing, you know. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying, I'm mature to a level to where I'm more focused. Like I said, I'm pushing myself, bettering myself, because even if I wanted to go back to hoeing, you know what I'm saying, I'm in a position where I don't want you. I want you, you know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here.
Options make it a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So,
once you reach a certain maturity level or mindset, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, basically, whatever you're looking for, you can find it, or you'll definitely find it. So if you're just looking for a thought or just a, you know what I'm saying?
You're
in your hoeing phase.
You can find
if you're looking for a hoe, you can find one. Yeah. It won't be hard.
But also,
if you're looking for a quality woman to date or that one.
Also, I think like a hoeing phase is like, it's just not one phase. It comes and goes, I think, in ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it comes and goes.
It's like,
you know,
seasonal.
Yeah, it's seasonal. So summertime, you know what I'm saying? It's like summer,
right,
dog.
Right now, we are on the eve of cuffing season. So, at this point of the year,
ladies, be on the lookout because we cuffing.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get that one. And
you know the ladies happy right now, too, because they already know. Yeah, the ladies happy right now because they already know.
The ladies be doing the same thing, too. They believe in cuffing season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They like, listen,
yeah.
Now, you know what? It's gonna be cold this winter.
Need me a little
right here. You gotta feel it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah. And then, of course, February
13th
and you're gonna start cutting them off because ain't nobody doing Valentine's. Ain't no Valentine's.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then when it starts getting warm, you know, the whole kind of.
Or tax season. What tax season coming around too? You know what I'm saying?
Ready to come out. It's getting hot. Yeah, sundresses is coming out.
Now that you say that, leggings or sundress? Sundress.
Sundress. I like it.
Sundress.
Some females be wearing the same funky leggings.
You can't fool us with a sundress.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're wearing a waist trainer, baby, I'm gonna see.
But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all giving y'all input.
No problem. So, all right, ladies, just to let y'all know,
my social
Sean the Great, hit your boy
Sean
up. You know what I'm saying? Get your body right so you can get you that little, it's couple season, get you that little man.
Yeah, my name is Mike. Light skin champion. Captain Blanco. That is an underscore on the IG, and it's just a simple hyphen on Snapchat. Follow me. I got you.
You know what's good for you.
Yeah, man.
That's real shit.
I greatly appreciate y'all.
Appreciate. Thank you for having us, man.
I told you.
That was fun.
It was like surprising. Like, it really